I do think it's okay to adapt sometimes. I'll preface that, though, with the comment that we do have to be very careful about adaptation. It is one threat to implementation fidelity. We need to be very careful about when we adapt so that we don't change the practice and make an EVP ineffective through our adaptation. That being said, teaching is more than following a recipe. It's more than checking off boxes. If we don't do more than try to just check off all the boxes, then we're really not owning a practice. We're really not making it work for our students. And so we have to integrate the idea of implementation fidelity with our expertise as instructors, with our specific knowledge of the students and the learners that we teach. And this is, I think, part of the art of teaching, is that we have to balance fidelity with some level of flexibility and fit. We have to make it work for our students within our context, but that doesn't give you carte blanche to change the practice and make it something it's not, because when you change the critical elements of a practice, you risk making it ineffective. And so we have to look for areas that we can tweak or make kind of minor modifications to an intervention, to an evidence-based practice, in ways that it still maintains the critical components of the intervention that make it effective, and yet adapt it in ways that make it an especially good fit for our learners and to our learning environment. And that can be really hard to do, and it is a little bit of guesswork. There aren't clear guidelines, at least as of yet, about how to do that. And so when we do that, I think it's important to not do that too early. Before we really understand how something is working, we don't want to start changing it. So not doing that right away, but only adapting it after you really kind of understand how the program or practice works. And then you can figure out how to adapt it without really changing it. And whenever we make changes, it becomes doubly important to take good, reliable, frequent assessment data and do good progress monitoring so that we can readily measure the effects of that adaptation. We're hoping that we're able to potentially improve the effectiveness of the practice, but at least maintain the effectiveness of the practice. But we want to be very careful that we closely monitor and make sure that when we have made a change or an adaptation, that we haven't decreased the effectiveness of the practice. And the only way to really tell that reliably is to look at reliable progress monitoring of student outcomes.